Now, today could be the last day of the KSFR Radio Spring Fund Drive, and it will be if you make a call and pledge to KSFR today. I am setting a higher than normal goal for the show today. We're setting a goal of $2,000. And the reason for that is because we know there's a lot of listeners on Friday, people who listen to this show regularly and count on Speaking of the Arts and count on the Friday show to encourage them to get out of the house and do things on weekends. And so we're encouraging you not only to get out of the house, but just to evacuate a tiny bit of cash from your wallet by calling 428-1393. And when we say a tiny bit, it's just really whatever is within your means, but we're asking you to give to KSFR because you listen to KSFR. The number is 428-1393, and I would like every single person who is listening right now to pick up their phone, their cell phone or their landline or whatever it takes, and give KSFR a call at 428-1393 and make a pledge to KSFR, to the Radio Cafe, to this show, to all the shows that we do. If you like them, if you listen to them, please call, please support this. We might be going into next week, and we really don't want to have to do that. So if you call right now and make a pledge within your means, we can get this done. And so really looking for that $2,000 by the end of this hour, by the end of the 9 o'clock news today, to make that goal. And heck, if we can do more than that, then the fund drive will be over that much sooner. It's really struck me how many people listen, and it's also struck me how many of those people think that other people will actually do the giving and do the supporting. It is a free service. We ask you to pay. We ask you to pay voluntarily because it's radio. We don't do subscriptions. We don't do a kind of monthly billing cycle, which I know everybody has lots of other bills. The beautiful thing about this is you can decide what it is that you're going to pay. But if you don't pay anything, then you're basically putting KSFR on the shoulders of others. Now, I have been doing this for a really long time, and I love bringing you this show. I particularly love the Friday shows because it's such a wonderful opportunity to get in touch with our listeners, with all the people who write to me. I get approximately 5 gazillion emails per week telling me, oh, could you please announce this on Friday? And I announce as many of them as I possibly can. And it's a wonderful thing. And we get to shoot the soup with Rob DeWalt, and get to, and with Candace Walsh, and with Diana Delling, and with Kate Nelson, and formerly with Robert Knott, and Hollis Walker, and all the wonderful people who have been on this show and continue to be on this show. And it's for you. It's all for you. I don't do it for myself. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful job, but we do it as a service to you. And we're asking you to pay the bill for this service, and like I said before, it's a bill that you get to choose what your amount is. You get to choose what you pay per month or pay per year. So please give a call right now. Help us meet our $2,000 goal for this hour by calling 428-1393. If you're out of town, please call 866-907-5737. That's the toll-free area code 866-907-5737. And then 907-KSFR. I have the privilege of bringing to you today an interview that I recorded yesterday. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday, with Amy Goodman, who is going to be at the Lensic tonight, a wonderful event, and I encourage everybody to go. If you hear Amy Goodman on the radio, sometimes you don't have any idea of how warm she can be and how funny she can be and how personable she can be. And when you go to the events where she's actually speaking, it's really quite a beautiful surprise. So I'm going to now play the interview that I just recorded with Amy Goodman, who will be at the Lensic tonight. Please call in and make a contribution to KSFR at 428-1393. Help us reach a really ambitious goal for this hour. I try to be quite ambitious in my programming and bring you as much good stuff as I can possibly get through my brain and its various limits. But we are making an ambitious goal for this hour. You can also, I haven't been really talking about this that much on the radio during the rest of the week, but don't forget that if you make a contribution, you're making it for the sake of public radio, but you can also get some nice gifts for yourself. So ask the phone volunteer when you call 428-1393 for the tote bag, which can, the nice, actually they're very beautiful kind of off-white, kind of cream-colored canvas bags that say KSFR on them, and now that there's no more plastic shopping bags, you can get that nice bag to carry your groceries around and carry your things around. There's also some lovely, I mean truly lovely, travel mugs and water bottles and things like that, and the KSFR baseball cap. So whatever it is, please give us a call now, 428-1393. Let's hear Amy Goodman.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Radio Cafe Amy Goodman. She is journalist, author, host of Democracy Now!, and she will be at the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts tonight. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It's great to be with you.
So I wanted to ask you some things about independent journalism and Democracy Now! How has the independent media landscape changed since you started doing Democracy Now! In 1996?
Well, we are celebrating our 18th birthday. We actually first went on the air February 19th, 1996. And we are so thrilled now to be broadcasting on over 1,200 public radio and television stations and right here on KSFR. And now we're newly on New Mexico PBS. So we're very excited about this. And I think the way the media landscape has changed is that it's ever more important to support public media. We see the fierce consolidation of corporate media, and that has to be challenged, and the public spaces must not only be maintained but expanded. You know, I just recently returned from Japan, and we did a three-day broadcast from Japan, from Tokyo. And this week, we broadcast our interview with the former Prime Minister, Naoto Kan. We broadcast it on Tuesday, which was the third anniversary of the Fukushima meltdown, the meltdown of the reactors. And to be able to bring you his voice, this one of the few sitting world leaders who changed his position in office. He was a total pro-nuclear guy. 30% of Japan's energy comes from nuclear power. And then when the plants melted down, he realized he might have to evacuate 50 million people from Tokyo. And he said, this is not worth the price. And he is now becoming has become an outspoken opponent of nuclear power. Rarely, I mean, in this country, do you hear the voice of someone as high level as he is speaking out against nuclear power. In Japan, the media is heavily influenced what's known as the nuclear village, the nuclear power companies, since so much of their energy relies on nuclear power. Yet the overwhelming number of Japanese people are opposed to nuclear power. It's very similar in the United States. You know, you have President Obama, who is for nuclear power, and he is pushing forward on a plant in Georgia, first plant to be built in close to 40 years. Yet when most people are confronted with information about the dangers of nuclear power, they are not for it. And that's why when the Fukushima meltdown happened, you know, NBC just did a big expose on internal email where the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said, do not answer questions about this, because they knew what the fallout could be in all the different senses of the word. There were Japanese scientists visiting the NRC at the time, and they said, don't let the press know, because they were terrified. And we need a public media that links people all over the world. We all are dealing with, coping with the same issues.
To what extent is Democracy Now! Taken seriously as competition, as a real voice by the corporate media? And I ask this because you do so much traveling, and there seems to be kind of like two worlds in this country, the people who are completely devoted to Democracy Now! And then people who've never even heard of Democracy Now!
Well, I mean, our broadcast is bigger than any program on CNN. You'd be amazed at how small the numbers are on CNN. We're talking about numbers in like the tens of thousands range on CNN. We are much larger than that. Millions of people access Democracy Now! Through public television, radio, and on the internet, which we began on the internet as far back as we have been broadcasting 18 years ago, because we relied on it as a free way to send. At the time, it was just radio, and now we've expanded to television. But I think there is a great awareness among the networks of Democracy Now! The journalists watch and listen to Democracy Now! It's a great source of ideas for subjects to cover. You know, unlike the networks where the average soundbite is 8 or 9 seconds, we really delve into issues. And when there's an issue in a community, we really search out who are the leaders, not anointed by the media, but in the communities, the people who are considered the leaders. And the fresh, authentic voices you hear on Democracy Now! That you hear nowhere else. So the networks are very aware of Democracy Now!, often call us for contact information, for ideas, newspapers as well. I'm thinking about just last week when we had Eddie Conway on. He left prison in Maryland after 44 years a prisoner.
Yeah.
And he didn't even speak when he walked out, but he came on the show the next day within 24 hours. He hadn't slept since he had left the prison. And we thought, will he even speak, you know, staring into a camera in a Baltimore studio? But he held forth about what prison conditions are like, who's in prison, who isn't. He's a former Black Panther. And many felt he was targeted for actually his political activity in the Baltimore City Council over a decade ago, called on the governor to pardon him. But finally, after 44 years, he was released. And this isn't pundits talking about prison. You don't often have pundits even talking about prison. But this is people themselves who have experienced it. And that authenticity, I think, is the power of Democracy Now!
What are the challenges that Democracy Now! Faces as a news organization, given that you're fundamentally non-commercial?
Well, in the same way that KSFR is in the midst of your fundraising drive right now, which is both its strength and the bane of all of our existence, that is, you don't turn to corporations when you are trying to raise your budget. You turn to the listeners and you say, please, support this station. And the reason listeners should support KSFR is because of exactly what you're able to hear. It's no coincidence that the kinds of issues that are raised here are raised because you're not beholden to corporate interests. I mean, you bring out a full diversity of voices, and Democracy Now! Has to do the very same thing. I think it's our strength, as it is for KSFR, because it goes to the power of the broadcast. I mean, the idea that when we cover war, and not brought to you by the weapons manufacturers, when we cover climate change, we're not brought to you by the oil, gas, and coal companies, when we cover health care, we're not brought to you by the insurance industry or big pharma, the drug companies, but brought to you by the listeners, which, by the way, is why I also think folks should call into KSFR right now and support your station. There is nothing more valuable. It's the place where you can have the public conversation that leads to the decisions that shape policy in this country.
Are you ever approached by corporate interests maybe that have more of a progressive point of view to support Democracy Now?
We're public media, so that
they don't undermine you.
These corporations wouldn't do that. We are committed to, I mean, we are a global broadcast. We broadcast on over 1,200 stations in the United States and around the world. So we have, you know, Democracy Now! In Japanese. We have Democracy Now! In Spanish. We broadcast through Sweden and South Africa. And so I think it is a great model for the rest of the world. I mean, in places like Japan, you know, I spoke at the Japanese Press Club, the Foreign Correspondents Association, and in Kyoto, in Tokyo, and there, often in countries, there's two models. There's the corporate model, and there's the government model. But rarely do they have independent media like we have in this country. And I think it's so important to put that forward, that yes, listeners, viewers, readers will support a news organization that is committed to being independent and corporate free.
And we're here at the Santa Fe Baking Company, and Rob DeWalt has joined us.
I made it.
You did make it. Against all odds.
Against all
odds. Had a little injury this morning, and he came limping in, and this is the kind of dedication that that people show to KSFR.
That's right. Only for KSFR, but I throw my back out and then drive over here.
Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. So we have some thank yous. The phones are ringing. We're doing well. We have a $2,000 goal for this hour. So quite a high goal compared to the normal, but we really think that we can reach it. We want to end our fund drive as soon as we possibly can. We don't want to have to go into next week. If we do, we will. But if you call today, 428-1393, if everybody who is listening right now calls, then we will be so good. Mary Lynn is joining us from the control room. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary Lynn.
Hi, Rob. And the phones just became clear. We'll get some more thanks soon. But first of all, thanks to Gary Dreismala from San Jose, New Mexico.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Saiha Spotki from White Rock.
All right.
And
excellent.
Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Dr. Ting.
Thank you, Doctor.
And lastly, Jeff Nelson.
Jeff Nelson!
Loves you, Mary Charlotte, and says save a dance for him.
Jeff is an excellent dancer.
He's been a supporter from the beginning, and he also mentioned that he, for the first time, decided to give out his email address. And if I may say a few words on that, we would like to be able to contact you, our listeners, via email when we have special events like this Amy Goodman event that you can hear about it right away. And we promise that we will not abuse you with
spam.
And weekly updates and, you know, monthly updates if there's nothing special happening.
But nor do we sell the mailing list.
Right, exactly. It's just a quick and easy thing. And one more thing on another subject, Mary Charlotte. Many of our programs during this particular fund drive have adopted Mary Charlotte's format for doing the pledge drive. We're bringing you programming. We're not spending a whole half hour or a whole hour just asking you to donate. We want to continue to give you what you are actually contributing for. So remember that when we have these fund drives, that you will hear some of our programming. You won't hear totally us talking and asking you, which we need to do. But anyway, so 428-1393. Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. And thank you, Rob DeWalt. Let's go back to Amy Goodman. Now, but before we go, we do have a $2,000 goal for this hour. I'm not sure what percentage of the way we've gotten to it. I think we can. Rob, can we do it?
We can do it.
We can do it.
It's not a problem.
All right. 428-1393. Call now. Call during this segment if you like what you're hearing. If and only if you like what you're hearing. But if you like what you're hearing, then definitely call. Not maybe. Do it. Do it now. Let's go back to Amy Goodman, who will be at the Lensic tonight.
Where do you think the technological changes in communication, the internet and otherwise, are taking independent journalism?
I think it's not as important what platform it's on. It's the information that you're putting out. From the beginning of Democracy Now! 18 years ago, well, we were doing radio and we were on the internet. Then we expanded to television. But you can read the transcripts of Democracy Now! You can go to our headlines online at democracynow.org, or you can listen on the radio at KSFR, or on television from public access to PBS. What counts is the quality of the information, and then people will seek it out any which way they can. There's still a digital divide in this country, people who have access to the internet and those that don't. You know, we're very heavy presence on YouTube and Facebook. And we just feel no matter what, it's the quality of the information that matters, and that's why we spend so much time going to the heart of the story and bringing you people closest to that story. You know, just this week, GM has had to recall 1.6 million cars, and a criminal probe is being launched into whether they're responsible for the deaths of many people who use their cars where the ignition simply turned off in the middle of a ride. And they've known about this for years. So we had Ralph Nader on, not because he's a typical pundit, but Ralph has a direct connection. You know, yes, he ran for president, and he's a longtime consumer activist. His whole organization got started when GM in the mid-1960s went after him for his book Unsafe at Any Speed. And they it's something very similar to the national surveillance state we're learning about today. They started monitoring, surveilling, trying to compromise Nader with prostitutes, and he was able to expose this. There was a lawsuit, and he won a, I don't know, close to a $500,000 settlement that he used to start the Center for the Study of Responsive Law, his big organization, and then the PERG spun off from that. It's fascinating to go back in time to see these this kind of history and then look at where we are today. Is it that difference where you have corporations monitoring our every step and the government?
Right, right. Now, one of the things that is interesting to compare the Bush administration and the Obama administration, the internet helped Obama get elected. There was a tremendous sense of openness and hope. Now we have this tremendous secrecy of the Obama administration. It's going so far as to use the Espionage Act against whistleblowers and journalists. How do you understand this?
I mean, this is such a serious issue. Just this week, we had on Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, and Mike German, a former FBI agent, and Julie Aguin, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who wrote the book Dragnet Nation, A Quest for Privacy, Security, and Freedom in a World of Relentless Surveillance. I mean, it is really astounding to see what Obama has done. He used the internet to get elected and was very creative in that, and now has cracked down on more whistleblowers than all presidents combined in history. And we know what's happening with Edward Snowden, and yet look at the conversation, the global conversation that Edward Snowden has provoked, and this will lead to legislation. But, you know, it's not up to one person in the White House, especially as he cracks down on whistleblowers, sending a message. You know, the case of Edward Snowden, it's not even about him. The reason they're trying to get him for treason is because they're sending a message to every other whistleblower to say, don't you do this. We will go after you. We will destroy you. That's not what America is about. America was built on the dissidents and the whistleblowers, the people who are deeply concerned about democracy. And we can decide how we want to build our country. I think public media is about giving voice to those people who are so deeply concerned about our country. It's also what I'll be talking about tonight at the LENSEC, why I'm so excited to come to Santa Fe.
I have seen in New Mexico, I've seen in the United States, that one of the things that sometimes goes by the wayside is real grassroots organizing, which is incredibly effective. In New Mexico, for example, getting immigrant driver's licenses is something that we did over 10 years ago successfully and have stood up to every challenge by our New Mexico governor. And it was because of real ground-level grassroots organizing. What do you think are some of the most effective grassroots organizing efforts on a national level?
I mean, that's always where it's at, is that grassroots organizing. And right now, I mean, you raise the issue of immigrants. You have hundreds of immigrants in Washington State on a hunger strike in an immigration detention facility. You have people on the border from Mexico trying to come into the United States, some of the young dreamers who are challenging immigration laws. You have the establishment immigration organizations that have very much backed Obama, pushing for comprehensive immigration reform, now turning on him in rage that we are hitting this unbelievable landmark of the Obama administration, 2 million people deported, and in one fell swoop, President Obama, with an executive order, could stop these deportations. And so those who supported him the most are now calling him the deporter-in-chief. But it's the organizations, it's the grassroots organizing, it's the young dreamers who came to this country when they were very young, often not knowing that they were not what is known as, you know, legal or documented, that forced President Obama to change the law by sitting in the offices of everyone from Obama's reelection campaign to congressional offices. Immigration organizing has been astounding and has changed this country. Certainly so has civil rights organizing. The whole movement against Stand Your Ground laws has educated people whether or not it has actually changed the laws. Gay and lesbian rights, marriage equality. The country has changed state by state. They found in the case of marriage equality, it wasn't going to start with Congress. It was going to start state by state. When neighbors, no matter what your political view, thought, how can I discriminate against the couple who lives next door to me with their children? And that's really what healthy politics is all about. People knowing each other and not wanting to hurt their neighbors.
So I just have to ask you this. Do you ever take a break?
I do. Well, those plane rides to get to Santa Fe or
I don't mean that.
Arizona.
I mean, like, take a vacation.
And I consider an hour on my couch a month on the Riviera. But I take a break by reading. I am very lucky in my life that I have found in my profession, more than a profession, I have found a job, a mission that I love, and so that all of my moments are engaged in something that I am so deeply dedicated to. So I consider myself very lucky. And sure, I take breaks. I even sleep at night.
Which probably is a little hard to do given some of the stories that you cover.
That's true.
It's just about time to go, but tell people why they should call right now and support KSFR.
Oh, that is easy. You want to support KSFR because you've got an independent public media outlet right here. And I really do hope you call 505-428-1393 right now. It's the lifeline of KSFR. Show your support. If you appreciate hearing Democracy Now! Every day, your daily grassroots, global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour, call right now, or Mary Charlotte Show, or all the different broadcasts you get on KSFR. The number to call is 505-428-1393. It really is wonderful to know that you're there, that you're listening, and I can't wait to see folks tonight, Friday night, at the Lensic at 7. It's wonderful to have a virtual community, but it's even more wonderful to get to actually see you, and I consider New Mexico my second home, especially Santa Fe, and I can't wait to do this big joint fundraiser with KSFR and KUNM and New Mexico PBS, KNME. It's really wonderful to bring these public spaces together because we're all in this together.
Amy Goodman is journalist, author, host of Democracy Now!, investigative journalist, inspiration to all of us. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Thank you, everyone.
And thank you to the people who are calling in right now, 428-1393. Amy Goodman is definitely a tremendous inspiration to me. She has kind of paved the way for so many people, so many women journalists also, to do what we do.
Absolutely.
And when she, all that list of things she said, unembedded, independent, I can't remember all the journalism, investigative journalism, when you think about how we evolved as cultures, as societies on this planet, and how we got news.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that troubadours would go from one town to another and sing.
Right.
And if they decided to change the lyrics, that was about all you got.
Right.
That was the news you got. And when things became more sophisticated and it became more about objective journalism and about telling the whole story and telling the many sides of the story, that becomes challenged when you have interests that don't want you to hear the whole story. KSFR is here to give you as much of the true story as we possibly can. And also just to let you know what's going on the level of fun, which is why Rob DeWalt's here.
Yeah.
Fun and...
fun and, you know...
edification.
And advocation, absolutely. No, I liken it to... you know, I was going home yesterday listening to headlines. And a lot of the headlines that I was listening to on my little iPhone radio was... they were about this Malaysian flight that disappeared.
Yeah.
And all the chatter and all the speculation was not about... well, it was framed as what happened to this flight.
Yeah.
Not what happened to the people on this flight. And I was like, God, this is why I love community radio so much, because that's where you're going to get people who are asking the questions about the families, about the people who are giving us the speculation, and not just the 30-second blurb about, did it get sucked into a wormhole? Is it did it get hijacked? I mean,
right.
You know, if we're talking about 200-plus real people here.
Right. It's not a movie about an air disaster.
Right. And I think a lot of the news and a lot of the news that we get from mass media anyway is pretty packaged. So
428-1393 and listen to what Rob DeWalt is saying. Look inside of yourself. Give accordingly. If you like what you're hearing,
this is the number. We have a $2,000 goal for this hour, and we're doing very well so far, but we're not even halfway there yet. So we want to get halfway there in the next couple of minutes, then we want to get all the way there
by the
end of the news at 9, the 9 o'clock news. So we actually have a little wiggle room at the end.
Yeah.
428-1393. Now let's go to Speaking of the Arts. There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. One of the things that I'm excited about, if I can, my back and I can make it this weekend, is at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. I was there a few days ago interviewing George R. R. Martin for a future story for New Mexico Magazine, and noticed this wonderful event that's happening. It's this great film, I believe it was released in 1982, called Liquid Sky. My father took me to see it.
I saw that!
It's a freakadelic new wave, like, punk rock, New York gutter movie.
Go to the 80s and be happy.
Yeah, I mean, and the way that that they're doing things over there is just incredible. They're gonna, you know, they're gonna Skype with some people who were involved with the original film. And Andy Kirkpatrick from Drastic Andrew, the band, he's going to be there playing some avant-garde stuff before both shows, Friday tonight and Saturday night. It's a late show, 11 o'clock, in their little lobby area where they now have a full bar. And it's one of the cheapest bars in town. So
excellent.
It's going to be a really cool event. It's a late-night event. You don't get many of those in this town.
We love late-night events.
We love late-night events.
We love late-night.
Yeah, exactly.
428-1393. After okay, I want somebody, for every listing that we read, I want one call. And so I'm going to give the number after each one. 428-1393. Now, I got a nice email from Opsit Books, which is in the Sambusco Center, lovely bookstore on Montezuma Street here in Santa Fe. And this Saturday, tomorrow, from 1 to 3, Pamela Boyd will be offering her I Mattered Memoir Writing Workshop. And it's... there is a fee to attend that, and at 4:30, Nancy King is the author of Changing Spaces, and she discusses the healing power of stories, reconnecting with the disconnected self.
Reconnecting with the disconnected self.
Yes, also known as 428-1393.
Right. 428-1393. Speaking of books, and this is great, and this sort of speaks to our mission over there at New Mexico Magazine. Journey Santa Fe is presenting a conversation with local author Mark Cross on the forces that made New Mexico what it is and the challenges and possibilities for its future. And that's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday over there at Collected Works.
Nice.
And that's a cool event. You know, if you're sort of interested in the cultural formation of this wonderful place we call the Land of Enchantment, and are also concerned with how it's going to move forward and keep itself relevant and technologically relevant and sustainable, you might want to show up.
Yes, all those things.
Speaking of Andy Kirkpatrick, okay, which I don't know what listing we're on, but anyway, that same night at Cowgirl, Drastic Andrew, Andy Kirkpatrick, who I just mentioned, and the Cinnamon Girls are going to be performing from noon to 3 p.m. at the Cowgirl. Hopefully it's going to be warm enough to sit on the patio, but who knows. There's going to be Pray for Brain. Mustafa Stefan Dill is going to be there on guitar and oud, and Jefferson Voorhees on drums, and Chris Nelson on bass. And it's being billed as Indo-Funk Sufi Surf Fusion, which sounds actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you would make up.
And so that's at 8 p.m., and then the Cinnamon Girls and Drastic Andrew on at noon to 3 p.m. And so that's some cool music going down right before St. Patrick's Day.
Excellent.
Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, actually on Sunday, which is the day before St. Patrick's Day, our good old pal Jerry Carthy, the Irish Balladeer Superior of Santa Fe, is going to be at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, which is at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and from 5 to 3 p.m., or from 3 to 5 p.m., that would make a lot more sense, and he's going to be performing, I would assume, Irish ballads in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
Yay!
Sometimes
Robert Knott comes in and sings Danny Boy.
Oh, but not this time.
Not this time. We'll do it soon,
though. Yeah, we'll have a Baba Palooza real soon.
Baba Palooza, all the Bobs get together on this show. And also on Saturday at Collected Works Bookstore, by the way, we're almost halfway to our 2,000 goal for this hour.
Let's do it.
We're doing very well. Please keep those phone calls coming in a steady stream at 428-1393. This Saturday at Collected Works at 9:30 in the morning, there is an opera breakfast Opera expert Tom Franks discusses Massenet's Werther prior to the opera's live HD broadcast at the Lenzic. And let's see, there's a discount on food and beverages, and you can arrive early, nice pastries. It's really been nice since they converted into a coffee shop bookstore from being just a straight bookstore. I mean, that was years ago, but still, yeah. I love it. Nice place, Collected Works Bookstore.
Absolutely. Hey, this is the last weekend to catch Dangerous Liaison over there at the Greer Garson Theater.
Ah.
Right? We've got a performance tonight at 7 p.m. I think it runs through the weekend. Tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org. And they've got a nice little new ticket website over there.
Yes, they do.
ticketsantafe.org. Lots of different options on how to purchase your tickets and filter the events that you really want to see.
So. Yeah. It was chaos. I mean, the way those transitions always are.
Yeah.
It's bumpy for a few days, and then they get that. They also do a fabulous job over at the Lenzic.
Yeah.
Really, really good organization. 428-1393. I'm not sure whether the phone is ringing off the hook as it should be, but if, like, as I said before, if you like what you're listening to, please support it, and you decide what level of support you give. You can call and give $5. You can call and give $5,000. Anything in between. It's all the same to us. What we care about most is the support of our listeners. Every listener matters.
And they're not all here in Santa Fe. You know, White Rock, San Jose. I have exes and friends that live in places like Iowa and Seattle, and family in Colorado who are also in the radio business. Who listen to this show and KSFR in general to keep in touch with what's happening in the city different.
Nice.
And I'm encouraging all the listeners across the country who listen online to go ahead and pick up the phone and, do some things.
Do some dialing. Actually, you can, if you have a landline, you can call our toll-free number, 866. That's the toll-free area code, 866. 907-5737, also known as 907-KSFR. And we have exceeded our halfway point to our $2,000 goal, so I think we're going to make it in the next 15 minutes.
Yes, indeed. The phones have been busy. That's why I've not been around.
Okay, great.
But we do have some thank yous, and there's more coming. Anna Ubet Magias.
Oh, thank you.
Matt Surprise. He says Mary Charlotte and Amy Goodman are the two best radio dramas.
That's cute.
Thanks to Tony Dugan.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Hendrick and her husband.
Yay, thank you.
And Teresa Legere, who just became a sustaining member.
Yay! We love sustaining members. We love you all. Sustaining members means if you want to make a monthly contribution, you can make a monthly contribution that is automatic, and it stays in place until you tell us not to do it anymore. And any amount is fine. And so those make a huge difference because they basically keep us able to keep going and know that we have a base of support that's not just what people choose to do during the fund drive. Sometimes people are out of town during the fund drives and they aren't able to call, but that sustaining membership is tremendously important to us. We've got a $2,000 goal. We're halfway there, maybe even a little bit more than halfway there for this hour, 428-1393. I got an email about an event called Transcendence Dance Music. It's tomorrow from 7 to 9, and it's a modern-day dance ritual connecting us to our deep-rooted desire to create, connect, express ourselves as human beings, featuring breathwork and dance set to house and techno music. It's at the Rail Yard Performance Center on Paseo de Peralta here in Santa Fe. You can go to entertranscendence.com for more information.
Awesome.
I'm thinking.
Hey, speaking of giving to the community, there's a couple of great music events that are really going to help out our younger musicians here in Santa Fe. We've got the 8th Annual Spotlight on Young Musicians, which is youths, and teenagers 6 to 19 years old, with special guest Dave Grusin. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. over at the Scottish Rite Center on Saturday. And that's basically the Santa Fe Youth Symphony Association is where you can pick up tickets. It's at sfysa.org. And proceeds benefit music education for youth. And that's a good thing.
For youths.
For youths, yeah. Yeah, and then we've got Around the World in 80 Minutes, which is this awesome event that's happening at United Church of Santa Fe. That's also tomorrow at 7 p.m. And that's like all these great students from the, I believe it's the Santa Fe School of the Arts?
Art and Design?
And yeah.
No, of Art. Santa Fe's, there's a high school, which
that's
is
a high school.
Santa Fe School for the Arts.
Yeah,
and then
Santa
there's
Fe
Art and Design, which is a college.
Santa Fe School for the Arts. Anyway, a bunch of musicians are trying to get over to Ghana this summer.
Oh, right.
Right. And so they've put together this great evening of classical music and jazz and world music. And there's going to be sort of a sampling of genres from every continent. We've got pianist Jacqueline Heelan. We've got this wonderful guitar player whose name is Roberto Copocchi.
Yes, I know him.
We've got Robert Muller on jazz piano and Melinda Ruscio, who's on clarinet. And check this out. Admission is very cheap. Donations are suggested. And there's a price for adults. But anyway, there's going to be desserts and tapas at the event, and they're going to be raffling off massages and stuff. And you should go and check it out.
That's at
the United Church of Santa Fe tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Excellent. That sounds like a wonderful event. And note that we support everybody else's fundraiser.
Right. We just don't have time to get to them all.
We don't have time to get to them all, but we do support everybody else's fundraiser as best we possibly can, particularly on this segment, speaking of the arts, and we hope that you support ours as well. 428-1393. Okay, Cat of the Week.
Yay!
This cat featured this week is Sir Paws.
Sir Paws. Is that P-A-U-S-E?
P-A-W-S.
Oh, that makes a little more sense.
Mr. Paws. Sir Paws. He was rescued during one of the Felines and Friends trap, neuter, and release operations, and he turned out to be a tame kitten living in a feral cat colony. And he's playful and social and outgoing. He purrs on contact.
Wow. He purrs on contact.
I know.
Like a tribble.
Others like that. And he's a handsome boy with a short black and white tuxedo coat. And he's not even a year old. Oh, my goodness. Cute little kitty. If you are interested in adopting Sir Paws, please call 316-2281 in the 505 area code. You can also go to F&FNM. That stands for Felines and Friends NM. F&FNM.org.
Very good.
Kitty.
Mr. Paws. It'd be cool if it was P-A-U-S-E and like he had like this speech deal, like, you know, like he was like Captain Kirk and he's like, I must lick myself. You know, but he'd be doing it in meow, so he'd be all me.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow.
It could happen.
There's a special event at Gig Tonight. Yakuba Sisoko, a master kora player from Mali, will be appearing with his band Saya, S-I-Y-A, Sia or Saya, tonight at 7:30. Tickets at the door only. Doors open at 7 o'clock. You might want to get there a bit early. Gig performance space is at 1808 2nd Street, pretty much across the street from Backstreet Pizza.
Yeah.
Featuring...
Back Road Pizza.
Back Road Pizza, sorry. Featuring gluten-free...
That's right.
Artichoke, pepperoni, pineapple, and sun-dried tomato.
And beer.
We are doing very well on the fun drive today. We are approaching, although not yet reaching, our $2,000 goal for this hour, 428-1393. What else is going on?
I did not have breakfast this morning, which pained me when I read this, although it seems like a really awesome event. Digest This, Celebrating Family Cooking and Some Like It Hot, the History and Hospitality of New Mexico Chili. This is part of Santa Fe's weekly series. Sort of goes along with their feast exhibition. We've got Lynn Walters of Cooking with Kids and author, one of my favorites, Carmela Padilla.
Yay!
There's going to be a green chili stew taste-off provided by local restaurants. And check this out. These events sell out real fast, and this one might even be sold out. But you should go and just make sure, because there might be a waiting list in case people drop out. It's a wonderful event. You know, it's one of those things that really celebrates food, but also makes you think about where you come from and what you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting and important.
And speaking of chili.
Yes.
The 7th annual Taos Shorts Film Fest starts on Thursday, March 20th and runs through March 23rd. And that would be in Taos. And there's about 120 international films, especially one that I'm especially looking forward to is the Chili Film, which celebrates our wonderful New Mexico chili. It's a short documentary, and it's kind of blowing up a little bit. So go check that out.
Go check that out.
Yeah.
Give me another one, because
I
just opened the ones that you've already done.
I got a couple. We've got Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Soul Funk Songstress is going to be in town. Valerie June's going to open. That's at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 18th. Over there at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. And then one of my favorites, Ty Segall, who's a great garage rocker. He's going to be with Meat Bodies and local act Alamo Sun, which is Crockett Bodelson from the art duo Scuba and others.
Nice.
That's at 8 p.m. on Tuesday at High Mayhem Emerging Arts Studio over there on Siler Lane. You can go to highmayhem.org to probably check out some samples, or at least be led in the right direction to some, and figure out how to get tickets.
And one thing that I'm just going to repeat it, even though people who are listening before have already heard it, and that is Amy Goodman at the Lenzic tonight, and that's at 7 o'clock. And also at the CCA tonight, actually tomorrow, it'd be good to go tomorrow. I think it opens tonight, but there's a Q&A tomorrow with the filmmaker Lydia Smith, who we had on the other day, who made a film called Walking the Camino, Six Ways to Santiago, which is about this pilgrimage across the, from kind of west to east to west, across the northern part of Spain. And lots of people walk this Camino, and she made a documentary about it.
Wow.
It's basically, you know, walking 500 miles and ending in this city. Anyway, we are within, it's like being at the end of a marathon. We are in, what would you call it, sniffing distance of our $2,000 goal. You can smell that apple pie, but you can't quite eat it yet. We need a few more calls. 428-1393. A few $50 or $100 calls will get us over the hump. 428-1393.
Excellent. What's happening on the movie tip here?
Well, let's see. That's what I was just looking for.
We've got Tim's Vermeer over there at CCA.
Oh, I've heard that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's fantastic. There's this great film, Secret of Kells, which is a great animated picture. It's just so beautiful. That's at the Jean Cocteau. We've got the Met Live in HD series continues on March 15th at the Lenzic.
At the Lenzic.
Uh-huh. We've got Generation War, a miniseries from German television, billed as Band of Brothers from the Nazi Side of the Conflict. Ooh. And that's at the screen. That's probably really compelling. It's got German subtitles. The CCA's got The Art of the Steel, right, with Kurt Russell.
Okay.
So all kinds of great films.
All kinds of great films. Here's another one for those of you who are thinking about gardening and the environment and things like that. The Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico presents a free talk called "The Solution Is Never That Simple: The Impact of the Introduced Salt Cedar Leaf Beetle on the Southwestern Willow Flycatcher in New Mexico." U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Deborah Hill discusses various costly methods to control salt cedar in New Mexico. Introduction of the salt cedar leaf beetle seemed like a miracle cure for the... Yeah, right.
How'd that work out for you?
You know, introduced non-native species again? Are you kidding me? Okay. The full implications were not fully considered. She's discussing this. It's at Wednesday, March 19th. At 6:30 at Christ Lutheran Church at 1701 Arroyo Chamiso, which is located at the triangle of Old Pecos Trail, St. Michael's Drive, and Arroyo Chamiso. And for more information, 690-5105. And that's really the Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico. They do really good stuff. If you're interested in that kind of thing, in native plants, it's really worth going to their meetings. We get them on the air every once in a while. We're very close to our $2,000 goal. We've got 4 minutes left.
4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Actually, a little bit more than that, because we're going to let you call during the news.
Hey, have you watched, happen to catch the new Cosmos?
No. Oh, no, I've heard.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Have you heard it?
That's pretty awesome.
I heard a story, I don't know, I think it's true. I didn't see it myself, but apparently he goes on Jon Stewart. He goes on The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he says is, "Hey, John, in your opening in your opening sequence, the Earth is spinning the wrong direction.
Well, it's a parody show. Of course it is. But on that note, the new Milky Way, second part of this public program at the SFCC Planetarium, which if you have not been, I highly suggest you do so. And that's from 7 to 8 p.m. On Thursday at the Santa Fe Community College Planetarium over there in Richards Avenue.
Excellent.
Really low price. Discounts are available. Call 428-1744 to find out more information. I do want to mention real quick the wall that heals. This is a replica of the National Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C., and it's going to be on view 24 hours a day from 4 p.m. Wednesday the 19th through Sunday the 23rd in Fort Marcy Ballpark.
Wow.
So you can go by and check that out. There's going to be a welcoming ceremony, I believe, at 11 a.m. on the 19th.
Excellent.
But you can go by and peep that. It's a cool thing to take your kids to.
That's such an incredible monument.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to Washington, D.C., which isn't very often, I always go there.
And for people who don't have a chance to travel or just don't like to travel and have never seen the wall, this is a great opportunity to speck it.
428-1393. We are less than $200 away from our $2,000 goal. It is in sight. I'm smelling those chocolate chip cookies. 428-1393. And I hear Mary Lynn.
Yeah, we have lots of thanks. Eileen Bangcheck.
Thank you.
Michael Margulis.
Thank you.
Janet Gabrielle.
Thank you.
Fran Martoni.
Yay.
Diana Delling to you, me, and Sean.
Oh.
Thank you, Diana. Michael Margulis.
Thank you.
I think
you.
I got Michael twice here. Janet Gabrielle.
Wait, you just read that.
Yes.
Janet,
oh, yeah.
Janet
okay,
Gabrielle.
Okay, Judith.
Oh, Janet, up in Taos. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Judith Kendall.
Thank you.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Ryan Toops.
Yay.
And Judith Baker. And, of course, Anonymous.
And the many Anonymi. 428-1393. We've got less than a minute left, and I hope the phones are still ringing. Are they still ringing?
Ring, ring.
I don't
yes.
know. Okay, so I think we're going to make it, but, you know, I'm not positive. So let's do it. 428-1393, and we've got about 30 seconds left. Rob DeWalt is with New Mexico Magazine, a very wonderful magazine.